Supporters of cleaning up Lake Champlain and other polluted waterways in Vermont hope that a forum held at the Statehouse Wednesday will bring new energy to those efforts. As VPR's John Dillon reports, speakers focused on the theme that everyone in the state should help pay to improve water quality.
Denise Smith is executive director of Friends of Northern Lake Champlain. She told lawmakers about widespread toxic blue-green algae blooms last summer in the Northern Lake and on Lake Carmine in Franklin County. Displayed around her in the House chamber were large photos of shorelines coated with pea-green algae. But she says the pictures don't tell the full story of canceled vacations, declining property values, and a smell that assaults the senses.
These images do not explain or even begin to describe the stench that emanates from the lake for months on end as our lake slowly dies, affecting people day in and day out.
The algae blooms are fueled by phosphorus pollution. Smith says the legislature has to pass a cleanup bill to reduce phosphorus and nutrients flowing into the lake and other waterways around Vermont.
I'm here to beg you to work tirelessly this year to pass a comprehensive water quality bill. We are at a crisis point where I live. People have been talking about a property tax revolt.
Governor Peter Shumlin also urged the legislature to accept the challenge of cleaning up the state's waters. He says if lawmakers do not like his proposed funding mechanisms, which includes a tax on fertilizer, then they should come up with other alternatives.
When folks say, how could you ever come up with such a crazy idea, you know, of taxing this or taxing that? We got to clean up the water, but just make sure that the person behind the other tree pays, not me. Our job is to say, listen, we're all in this together.
But it may be a tough sell politically. Arlington Democrat Cynthia Browning says her Bennington County community isn't responsible for the pollution.
The businesses and the farms and the homeowners and the towns in the Lake Champlain watershed are the ones that contributed to the problems that we have there. My constituents did not.
Westminster Democrat David Dean chairs the House Fish, Wildlife, and Water Resources Committee. He says his bill has a statewide focus.
This is not a Champlain-centric bill anymore.
Dean says the bill does not include the fertilizer tax proposed by the governor. Dean's bill would raise about $8.5 million through a half-cent increase in the rooms and meals tax and a hike in fees for stormwater permits. For VPR News, I'm John Dillon in Montpelier.